And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. This is the first single of country superstar Carrie Underwood's new album, Blown Away. Hey, good girl, your head in the clouds. Since she burst onto the scene after winning American Idol in 2005, Carrie Underwood's gone on to become one of the most successful country artists in history. In fact, she's now tied with Reba McEntire for the female country artist with the most number one hits. Not too bad for a girl from Chicota, Oklahoma, and unlike her previous records, on this one, Carrie Underwood wanted to go a bit darker.
You know, to be able to explore that side and kind of have a little more drama, a little more ominous, you know, weather going on in the album is really nice.
Speaking of weather, there are a lot of references to where you are from, Oklahoma, which, of course, has been in the news lately because, of course, the storms and tornadoes. In the song Blown Away, which is the title track off the record, you sing, "There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past." What is that song about?
And the song is a story about a girl and her father who the song describes him as a mean old mister. And you can kind of make that as bad, I guess, as you want it to be. You know, the daughter wishes that, you know, she can feel a storm coming, and she just wishes it would wash her past away, and in doing so, you know, take her father along. So it's a very, you know, just deep, dark story, and it's so visual, the song is. You know, when you hear the words and you hear the music, you can just see it all happening in your head.
How often do you think, I grew up in the middle of Oklahoma, 100 plus miles from Oklahoma City, on a farm. I am now the biggest female artist in country music. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, my life has been pretty nuts ever since I tried out for American Idol, and I certainly never could have imagined any of this was ever possible.
I mean, you sang as a kid, and in fact, you almost got signed as a kid, But you were a good student. You graduated high school or a salutatorian, and you went on to college having no interest in pursuing music. That wasn't what you were going to do.
I mean, it definitely would have been awesome, but that's just not real, right? There's so many people in this world who are absolutely amazing vocalists and writers and musicians, and they never get their shot, you know? So why would I be any more special?
So what changed? When did you decide, you know what, I'm going to take a shot at music again. I'm going to try out for the show American Idol.
I went home to visit my mom and dad. On the news, they just had shots of people sleeping outside in Cleveland getting ready to try out for American Idol. And I went and got on the computer and saw where the auditions were going to be taking place, and then asked my mom how far St. Louis was from us, because I had no idea. I'd never been to St. Louis before. And she was like, oh, it's about, you know, 7 hours plus away. And I said, oh, okay, never mind. And she said, why? And I said, because that's the closest place to us that they're holding American Idol auditions. Later on, I had totally forgotten about it. And she came up to me and said, you know, if you want to go, I'll drive you.
Wow.
She actually kind of had to talk me into it, because I was like, no, that's stupid. It's stupid. No. What are the chances? No.
You eventually went to L.A. for Idol. You had never been on an airplane.
Yeah, I was 21 years old, and we'd never gone anywhere. I'd never been on an airplane before, and then it was, all right, here's your ticket, and you're going alone to Los Angeles. And my mom, I remember before I left, she was like, now don't do any drugs, and don't go anywhere by yourself, because it just sounds so far away, and it sounds so scary, especially for, you know, I'm sure your baby daughter to be going off to this giant city all by herself.
It was an incredible moment that season, because Simon Cowell, long before you won, he looked at you and he said, she's going to win.
Yeah, and that was scary, actually. I mean, we still had a long way to go in the competition. It wasn't even, it's not like there were three or four of us left. There were several of us left, and he says that. And I thought, oh gosh, all the other contestants are going to hate me now. But yeah, I guess he was right.
I'm speaking with country singer Carrie Underwood. Her new record is called Blown Away, and it's out May 1st. Carrie, on this record, you have a song called Forever Changed, and it is a love song, but it's a complex love song. There is a story behind it.
It is. I mean, the love song is mainly, you know, from the singer's point of view, from my point of view, I'm singing about the love I have for my mother and the loves that she had in her life.
She remembers the nights he'd come calling, his yellow silk tie. In love she saw him falling for her in the fire of July.
You know, the mother goes on, she gets married, she has a baby, me, and then, you know, at the end, she can't remember much. And one of the writers of the song, it was basically about his mom who had Alzheimer's and him watching her go through that.
It's such a beautiful song, but I've read that you don't think you could ever perform this, that you'd get too emotional.
I just feel like I would be messing up the song if I did that. It's one that you listen to in a quiet moment, you know, in a quiet setting, and where you can really dive into the words. So I just don't feel it's right in a giant arena setting.
You've said that with this record you wanted to change things up, that you felt like you needed to step away from the celebrity bubble. And to have real things to write about, real
yeah.
things to sing about. Where did you feel you were that you wanted to step away from?
Well, I mean, you just get so caught up in all the things that you're doing and in the way people treat you. And, you know, it's this whole celebrity thing is a wonderful and strange thing. It can be so much fun, but it's just not reality.
But because of your celebrity and because of the millions of people who listen to your music and buy your records, do you have to work really hard to remind yourself of where you come from and who you are in order not to become, you know, that thing that you fear?
You know, my husband and I are still money conscious and we still live well within our means. I was doing an interview like a week ago and somebody like was kind of laughing at me and they said, "Last time I talked to you, you were driving a Ford Escape. What do you drive now?" And I said, "Ford Escape."
It's a good car, by the way.
I know, and I've had it for a few years, and I'll have it for a few more. Like, I don't understand why people just automatically expected me to be driving a Porsche or something. I don't know.
This record, and in fact a lot of your music, is about home. You even have a song about hometowns, and you sing, because when you're lost in this crazy world, you've got somewhere to go. Is that how you feel about your hometown, about Checotah, Oklahoma?
It is. You know, my parents still live in Checotah, and that line about thank God for county lines that welcome you back in when you were dying to get out, that was me, you know. I'd sit around, and everyone does this. There's always nothing to do in your town, right?
Hmm.
So when I was younger, I would just think, oh, my gosh, like, there's a whole world out there, and I'm not seeing it. I'm here. You know, I can't wait to leave. And as soon as I left, all I wanted to do was go home.
Thank God for the county lines that welcome you back in when you were dying.
Well, Carrie Underwood, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's country singer Carrie Underwood. Her new record is called Blown Away, and it's out this Tuesday, May 1st.
'Cause when you're lost down in this crazy world, you got somewhere to go and get found. Thank God for hometowns.
Yeah. Our program was directed today by Brent Bachman and produced by Walter Ray Watson. The staff includes Lauren Silverman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Becky Sullivan, and Phil Harrell. Our intern is Lauren Beneshu. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Kim Maleski is our reference librarian. Our senior editor is Mathoni Maturi. Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. I'm Guy Raz. And for Saturday, that is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. Don't forget about our podcast. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. Find it on iTunes or at npr.org/weekendatc. We're back tomorrow night with more news, stories, music, and Chris Colfer from Glee. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.